Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
She's your sweet daddy, don't you love me no more? It's cold outside, let me sleep on the floor.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 35 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Survivors of the Auschwitz death camp are telling their stories at a ceremony in southern Poland marking 80 years since the camp was liberated. 86-year-old survivor Tova Friedman was one of the youngest to survive.
I thought that we all have to die, that it was normal. If you're a Jewish child, you have to die.
Leading the U.S. delegation, President Trump's Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff and Commerce Secretary nominee Howard Lutnick. Today, the president will speak to House Republicans at their retreat in Florida. There's concern from Washington to Wall Street and to Silicon Valley after a Chinese company's AI model outperformed the equivalent American models at a fraction of the cost. In Southern California, it's raining in areas that's helping wildfire efforts, but it's increasing the risk of mudslides. This is ABC News. There are charges of election rigging in Europe.
Alexander Lukashenko extending his 31-year rule in Belarus after being declared the winner of a presidential election that the West has blasted as a sham. Lukashenko is Europe's longest-serving leader. He came close to being ousted in 2020, but Sunday's result was never in doubt, with Lukashenko facing only one opponent and allegedly winning 86.8% of the vote. Lukashenko is a close Russian ally. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
South Korean investigators are looking for the cause of last month's plane crash that killed 179 people, but they've encountered a problem. The last 4 minutes of data from the plane's black boxes are missing. The investigators also said they found evidence of bird remains in both of the plane's engines. Police in Philadelphia say it looks like a car that plowed into a crowd of revelers was an accident. Three people are hurt. They were out celebrating the Eagles winning their way into the Super Bowl. They'll face the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 36 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast for today calls for partly sunny skies, strong winds, and warmer than normal with a high of 40, west-southwest winds 15 to 30 miles per hour and gusty. Tonight, a small chance of sprinkles or flurries early this evening, then partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 20 and northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and mild with a high of 43 and southwest to west winds 15 to 30 miles per hour and gusty. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 8 miles per hour and it's 36 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. Our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Good afternoon. It's 36 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Tomah High School was placed in a hold on Friday after bullets were found in a high school bathroom. The district kept students in classrooms while administrators and law enforcement searched the building. No firearms were found, and there were no threats discovered during the investigation. Police stayed on campus for the rest of the day as a precaution. All students were accounted for, according to school administrators. Law enforcement was called immediately after the bullets were found. No one was hurt in two separate house fires near Sparta Sunday morning. Fire officials said the first fire happened at a home on Highway 71 south of Sparta in the town of Wells. The attached garage was heavily damaged by the fire, with the home suffering minor damage. A second fire happened at the same time north of Sparta on Cardinal Road, with a call of multiple explosions being heard. The home and garage in the town of Little Falls were fully engulfed when crews arrived. Two dogs and two cats died in that fire. Both fires are being investigated. Representative Derek Van Orden was in La Crosse over the weekend to tour the Family and Children's Center. His visit was to see what services the facility offered. Van Orden was asked about his thoughts on the January 6th insurrection pardons, and Van Orden said he supported the pardons for nonviolent people, calling their jail terms, quote, silly, but said that people who attacked police officers would get, quote, zero room from me. President Donald Trump pardoned over 1,500 people. On Friday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court agreed to hear arguments in a lawsuit over $50 million of funding to overhaul how public schools teach their students to read. Republican lawmakers sued Governor Tony Evers following line item vetoes on the bill, which gave the Department of Public Instruction the authority to decide how that money is spent rather than state the legislature. Since that partial veto, the Republican-controlled legislature has refused to release the funding, which could lead to the money being added to the budget surplus. Wisconsin nonprofits that support victims of domestic violence are looking for solutions as federal funding cuts limit their ability to continue offering their current level of service. According to a WPR report, a number of those nonprofits are now facing significant delays and backlog, with reduced funding through the Victims of Crime Act forcing them to reduce staff and sometimes even turn away cases that they would have otherwise accepted. Some organizations have reported losing as much as 70% of their funding through VOCA. The Madison School District reaffirms its commitment to prohibit immigration enforcement officers from entering schools and talking with students. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Madison Metropolitan School District Board President Nichelle Nichols said the district stands by a 2017 resolution that prevents federal immigration enforcement from entering schools, interviewing students, or accessing student information in most cases. It also says district employees should not ask about, record, or share students' immigration status. Nichols said the board plans to publicly reaffirm its support for all students with a formal statement during a meeting today. A ruling on Act 10 remains paused. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker's signature 2011 law drastically reduced the collective bargaining ability of state public sector unions. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost ruled in December that portions of the law are unconstitutional and unenforceable. Frost later issued a temporary pause and on Thursday granted the legislature's motion for a stay pending an appeal. They will very likely come before the state Supreme Court, which currently holds a 4-3 liberal majority. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.94 a gallon today, according to GasBuddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 19.4 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 21.1 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.29 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.39 a gallon, a difference of $1.10 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 0.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08 a gallon today. The national average is up 6.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 1.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 4.4 cents in the last week and stands at $3.65 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, Oil prices have declined over the last week following President Trump's speech at the World Economic Forum, where he urged Saudi Arabia to lower oil prices by restoring production. The downturn in oil has caused gas prices to stabilize for the time being, with crude now more than $5 per barrel, below where it was a couple of weeks ago. He added, as we approach the February 1st deadline for potential U.S. tariffs on Canada and Mexico, the key sources of crude oil imports, will be monitoring for any potential impact, including the possibility of retaliatory tariffs. For now, Dahan remains hopeful that tariffs won't materialize and gas prices could stay relatively stable over the next few weeks, at least until the seasonal rise in prices begins in mid to late February. Wisconsin business leaders support President Donald Trump's plan to impose tariffs on goods imported from China, according to the latest Wisconsin employer survey conducted by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. The combined State Chamber of Commerce and Manufacturers Association, 86% of respondents of the semi-annual WMC survey support imposing tariffs on countries like China in response to unfair trade practices. But business leaders have concerns about tariffs on nations like Canada and Mexico. 44% support 25% tariffs on imports from America's neighbors to the north and south, while 56% oppose. Still, 73% support President Trump's plan to use tariffs as a negotiating tactic to slow illegal immigration into the U.S. When asked how increasing tariffs would impact their business, 50% said it would have a negative effect, 26% said it would be positive, while 24% said it would have no impact. The survey also shows that Wisconsin business leaders want to see immigration reform, but 89% say the plan should start with securing the U.S. southern border. As for what immigration reform should look like, respondents overwhelmingly support updating the nation's guest worker program with emphasis on H-1B visas. 96% support increasing the current 85,000-person cap on H-1B visas, which targets foreign workers with specialized skills. Further, nearly all support creating new visa options for high-demand workers to address Wisconsin's labor shortage. On taxes, 97% of respondents support making the provisions contained in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act permanent. A new study commissioned by the National Association of Manufacturers says that failing to renew the expiring tax provisions will cost Wisconsin 110,000 jobs, $10 million in employee wages, and $19.5 billion in gross domestic product from the manufacturing sector alone. 94% of business leaders also support making permanent the 199A deduction and levels the tax rate between C corporations and pass-throughs, which isn't surprising given that around 90% of Wisconsin businesses are organized as pass-throughs, meaning shareholders rather than the corporation itself pays taxes. In addition, 97% support restoring the ability of businesses to deduct research and development expenses in the year they are incurred instead of being forced to amortize expenses over 5 years. On Friday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court agreed to hear arguments in a lawsuit over $50 million of funding to overhaul how public schools teach their students to read. Republican lawmakers sued Governor Tony Evers following line-item vetoes on the bill, which gave the Department of Public Instruction the authority to decide how that money is spent rather than the legislature. Since the partial veto, the Republican-controlled legislature has refused to release the funding, which could lead to the money being added to the budget surplus. Wisconsin nonprofits that support victims of domestic violence are looking for solutions as federal funding cuts limit their ability to continue offering their current level of service. According to a WPR report, a number of those nonprofits are now facing significant delays and backlog with reduced funding through the Victims of Crime Act, forcing them to reduce staff and sometimes even turn away cases that they would have otherwise accepted. Probation searches resulted in the arrest of several individuals. On Friday, the Sauk County Drug Task Force conducted probation searches at two residences. One residence was located on County Road K in the township of Reedsburg, and the other on Mill Street in the village of Ironton. The searches were conducted in response to community complaints and concerns regarding ongoing drug activity at the residences. As a result, the following people were taken into custody and jailed in the Sauk County Jail. Lisa LaRue, 59, of Ironton, on charges of possession of methamphetamine, possession of cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance without a prescription, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and a probation violation. Kenneth Waslick, 52, of Ironton, on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia and multiple counts of felony bail jumping. Jessica Tucker, 36, of Elroy, on charges of possession of meth, possession of a controlled substance without a prescription, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Richard Luke, 45, of Elroy, on a felony probation warrant violation, and Gary Weber, 70, of Reedsburg, on a probation violation. If you have any information regarding this or other criminal activity, you are encouraged to contact Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. That's 1-888-847-7285, or your local law enforcement agency. It's 36 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. The Richland area retired educators recently made school supply donations. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
It's currently a sunny 36 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1224. The Richland Area Retired Educators Association rewarded one of its chapter school districts, Prairie du Chien, and the Richland Center Santa Teresa Sister City Project with its annual distribution of school supplies. RAREA has a long-standing commitment each December to collect school supplies for an annual distribution to two of its designated pre-K through 12 districts as a service project. Five large boxes were delivered to Prairie du Chien, worth an estimated $350. The Sister City Project received a check for $350 that will be sent to Santa Teresa, Nicaragua, for a school supplies purchase. The next RAREA collection and distribution will be designated for the Ithaca and Weston school districts, with a projected distribution in mid-February. April 15th is the individual deadline to file Wisconsin and federal income tax forms. However, that doesn't mean you must wait until April to get started. The individual income tax filing season begins today. This year, the Wisconsin Department of Revenue has several options for filing, including Direct File, an online service that allows eligible taxpayers to file directly with the IRS. The service now integrates with Wisconsin Tax, allowing taxpayers to easily file state taxes as well. Also new this year, more qualifying expenses and increased maximum allowable credit amount for the Wisconsin Child and Dependent Care Credit. Tax filers are encouraged to visit the DOR website's individuals page to find answers to common questions, forms and instructions, tax credit information, payment options, instructional videos, and other resources. Winter Salt Awareness Week ends the month of January with expert speaking, Truth on Corrosion and Damage to Our Infrastructure. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo has more.
From January 27th through the 31st, you can see a series of YouTube live streams featuring speakers and topics focused on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Speakers include Abby Heilman from Isaac Walton League of America, Jess Waugh at University of Wisconsin-Madison, and public works professionals from across the country and a panel of experts providing salting policy perspectives from New Hampshire, Ohio, and Minnesota.
Registration is due for the Sauk County Farm Safety Certification course, which will be held February 4th through March 11th. The course will be held Tuesday evenings from 4:30 to 8:30. Those taking the course will be taught safety for driving a tractor on the road and in the field, farmstead safety, equipment maintenance, chainsaw operation, CPR and first aid, safe animal handling, harvesting equipment and product, grain handling safety, using fire extinguishers, PTO safety, and electrical and gas safety. Enrollment is open to anyone 12 years of age and older as of the first day of class. Wisconsin Youth Tractor and Machinery Safety Certification will be given to those who successfully complete a minimum of 24 hours of instruction. To register, go online at gowisc.edu/by5600 or call 608-355-3250. There will be a registration fee of $20, which can be mailed in advance or paid at the first class. Be sure to register today for the Sauk County Farm Safety Certification course, which will be held February 4th through March 11th at the Sauk County West Square Building in Baraboo. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging homeowners and schools to test their properties for radon this month in honor of National Radon Action Month. Radon is one of the leading causes of lung cancer in non-smokers and is a naturally occurring colorless and odorless gas. Health officials estimate 1 in 10 homes in the state have radon levels above EPA standards. DHS officials are also reminding residents that their local radon information center may be offering reduced cost test kits throughout this month. The deadline is fast approaching to be considered to serve as the 78th Alice in Dairyland. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites individuals with a passion for promoting agriculture to apply by this Friday. Alice in Dairyland is one of the most widely recognized marketing communications professionals in Wisconsin agriculture, traveling to promote Wisconsin's agricultural industry and its impact on the state economy. Alice in Dairyland serves as a full-time spokesperson, cultivating relationships with television, radio, and print media outlets throughout the state, writes and delivers speeches at events, and uses social media to tell the stories of Wisconsin agriculture. This one-year full-time contractual position starts July 7th. The position comes with an annual salary of $45,000 and includes holiday, vacation, and sick leave and use of a vehicle while on official business. Reimbursement is provided for an individual health insurance premium up to $450 a month and professional travel expenses. Alice in Dairyland applicants must also be female, Wisconsin residents, and at least 21 years old. To apply, provide a cover letter, completed application form, resume, and contact information for three professional references to datcpalice@wisconsin.gov by 4:30 this Friday. Application materials are available on the Alice in Dairyland website. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board has approved an increase in the bear harvest quota for 2025, as well as an increase in the number of licenses issued. Under the new regulations, the bear quota will be raised by 6% to nearly 4,100 bears, and the number of licenses issued will be raised by 14% to over 13,000. The changes come after an especially strong bear hunting season in 2024, which saw hunters harvest about 4,300 bears. The 2023 bear season saw less than 3,000 bears harvested in total. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection announced that the Retail Food Safety Advisory Committee recently transitioned into the Retail Food Safety Advisory Council. Made up of 20 members from across Wisconsin, the council will help promote a culture of food protection in the state with open communication between government and industry. The council will also provide recommendations to DATCAP in identifying opportunities to promote industry education training and consistency and to address emerging trends in food protection. DATCAP is accepting nominations for the RFSAC through February 1st. Seats representing the following categories are being sought for the council: Wisconsin Grocers Association representative, small retail food establishment serving meals operator, small retail food establishment not serving meals operator, convenience store operator with significant food service, and a meat establishment operator with a retail food service operation. Members of the RFSAC serve four-year terms, and the council meets quarterly for a total of four times per calendar year. Newly appointed members will start their term in early 2025. Nomination materials and more information on the council are available on DATCAP's website. Galt Valley Road in Bloom Township will be open to local traffic only tomorrow and Wednesday, from 8 to 1. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle are Tom and Rose Jelenic of Cambridge on ticket number 236. It's 38 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are next.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Help.com.
Experience is the best teacher, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has it in spades. Larry, Shelley, and Chris Jar lead the way with years of hands-on expertise. Chris brings the kind of knowledge that only comes from time in the field. When your pump or well has an issue, trust Chris Jar and the team at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. They offer 24-hour service, so help is always just a call away. Reach them at 608-649-4488.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. DC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's up to 39 degrees in Richland Center, 25 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, January 27th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge, died suddenly January 18th. A funeral mass will be held at noon Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be held at Our Lady of the Fields Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until 11:45. A rosary will be prayed before mass at 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Rosie Bodendine is survived by her son, Michael Whitcomb, four stepchildren, Brian Bodendine, Bruce Bodendine, Monica and Mitch Crook, and Barry and Judy Bodendine, nine grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, her sister, Mary McCluskey, brother, Jerome, Joe McCluskey, and many other relatives and friends. Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge. Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville, died January 19th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Robert Johnson is survived by his wife, Melanie, daughter Stephanie Johnson of Richland Center, son Brandon Post of Muscadet, two grandchildren, five sisters, Connie and Richard Krause of Missouri, Sandy and Craig Walker, and Linda and Mitchell Epstein, all of Florida, Pam Conley of Illinois, and Jackie of Wisconsin. Sister-in-law Beverly Olson, brothers-in-law James and Tony Olson, John and Karen Olson, Darvin Olson, and Damon and Virginia Olson. Also many other relatives, family, and friends. Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly January 14th at the UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held later this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Ellen Marty is survived by three children, Butch and Rose Marty, Terry Marty, and Jackie and Dave Thorson. Six grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren, siblings Jim and Amy Connors, Doug and Janet Connors, Dan and Lisa Connors, Mike and Shinja Connors, Betty Krapser, Karen and Mike Hotlin, Joanne Groby, Jane Cullinane, and Mary and Larry Dans. Also numerous nieces and nephews. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of Rural Boscobel, died Thursday. A funeral service will be held at noon Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at Union Hill Cemetery in Mount Zion. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Lynn Haggerty is survived by his son, Chad and Lori Haggerty of Mount Zion, two grandchildren, a great-grandson, a brother, Dean and Charlene Haggerty of Wausau, sister, Carolyn and Richard Pruka of Cambridge, special friend, Yvonne Zubati, along with other relatives and friends. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of rural Boscobel. Robert E. Buher, 83, of rural Viola, died Sunday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 1:30 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Viola Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from noon until the time of service at 1:30. Robert Buher is survived by four children, Daryl Buher of Viola, Karen Buher of Waukesha, Alan Buher of Viola, and Cheryl Buher of Chicago, Illinois. Six grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, and other relatives and friends. Robert E. Buher, 83, of rural Viola. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Marissa Ewing had a daughter, Haven Rose.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, temperatures will be quite a bit warmer this week than they have been the past couple of weeks. It's certainly looking a little more like late winter or early spring than January, with several days getting into the 40s at least. There's even an outside chance of touching 50 in some spots later this week. We're going to see a series of weather systems slide from southern Canada down through the central Great Lakes the next couple of days. The main impact for us here locally, it'll bring some cloud cover and gusty winds. There could also be just a few sprinkles or flurries out there late today with a weak front dropping through. The better chance of snow tomorrow will stay in north and east central Wisconsin, where up to an inch or so would be possible. We are expecting dry weather Wednesday through Friday for the most part, although by Friday, a new weather system sliding south of Wisconsin brings a slight chance of some showers of rain or snow to our area, the better chance of staying in parts of Iowa and Illinois. Here's that forecast for today, partly cloudy and mild with gusty winds. The high temperature near 40 degrees, west wind 15 to 30 miles an hour and gusty. Small chance of sprinkles or flurries early tonight, then partly cloudy and breezy, low at 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy and mild, high 43. Southwest to west wind 15 to 30 and gusty. Tuesday night, partly cloudy and breezy, low 27. Wednesday, partly cloudy and somewhat cooler with highs in the mid-30s. Heading into Thursday, sunny and unusually warm for late January, low 18 degrees with highs at least in the upper 40s. Friday, increasing clouds, slight chance of drizzle and flurries by late afternoon, low 27 with a high of 43. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a small chance of light snow or flurries in the morning, then partly cloudy, high temperature 36. A good chance of snow on Sunday, some accumulation, highs in the mid-30s. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 39 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 30, our low this morning was 12. Our high so far today, we just got up to 40 degrees. However, the record high for this date is much warmer at 57 degrees set in 2002. The record low, 24 below, was set in 1988. Last year's high was 40 with a low of 33. Sunset tonight will set at 5:07. With sunrise tomorrow at 7:22. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 16 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.61 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 40 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
How agriculture might fare in the new political environment. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. As Washington continues to organize, there's speculation about the direction ag policy will take. For example, trade. Here's political consultant Hunt Shipman.
It seems that Republicans have sort of lost their footing in the trade agenda in that respect, but hopefully the economic impacts that come from growing trade can be balanced with the administration's desire to make sure that we're treated fairly in foreign markets and hopefully leverage that.
Maybe more importantly, there could be a push to enact a real farm bill, not just extensions of the previous version. Historically, party lines have formed over the farm bill. Democrats pushing for the nutrition side and Republicans supporting the ag title. Shipman suggests the Republican majority in both the House and Senate could move the process along.
The line that Senator Bozeman has used, we need more farm in the farm bill, is certainly, I think, something that we'll see as his team rolls out their version of a farm bill, hopefully early this year. And we've certainly got new Democrats on the top committee positions in both the House and the Senate, which will be interesting to see how much they deviate from their predecessors' positions as we look at a farm bill going forward.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aiders and Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Are you a YouTuber? I'm amazed at the great videos you can find to help with your repairs. Virtually anything in your house. Step-by-step instructions with demonstrations for everything from fixing your dishwasher to painting your kitchen cabinets. All you need are the right parts and tools, and that's where Aiders comes in. Don't be intimidated by that leaky faucet. Our crew can help you become a home improvement hero. We stock thousands of tools and repair items, and if we don't have it on our shelves, we can order it for you. We do it all the time. We make special orders easy. So bring us your home problems, your end table that needs to be refinished, your peeling wallpaper, and your dog with fleas. Well, actually, don't bring in your dog with fleas. We'll just help you get the right product. Be a home improvement hero with the help of Aiders.
The Farm to Fly Bill is taxiing for takeoff. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, more waiting for a farm bill, as Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp reports from the American Farm Bureau Convention in San Antonio.
American Farm Bureau Vice President of Public Policy Sam Kiefer says before Congress can focus on passing a new farm bill, budget reconciliation must be settled.
Big question that is yet to be answered is, it will be one big, beautiful reconciliation bill like President Trump has said, or will it be two like Senator Thune has suggested and some members in the House are requesting? If it's one, that can clear the deck for other business later on in the year.
If it's split,
that will certainly delay when Congress has the time and attention to spend on a farm bill and other priorities.
Either way, Kiefer says it will likely be several months before farm bill negotiations pick up. From San Antonio, Mark Dornkamp, Brownfield.
The Director of Government Affairs for the Renewable Fuels Association says the reintroduction of the bipartisan Farm to Fly Act is a win for farmers. Jason Mullendore says expanding the use of ethanol in sustainable aviation fuel could create new demand for U.S. corn.
And it's just a matter of streamlining these programs, like the Farm to Fly Act is looking at what's going on within USDA and trying to figure out how can we utilize existing programs to get SAF production scaled quicker.
He tells Brownfield this could open the door for feedstocks to have a larger role in energy production.
35 billion, 36 billion gallons per year, just in domestic demand, that many would like to replace that fossil jet fuel with sustainable aviation fuel. Now, that's obviously going to take some time, and still there is a lot of room for feedstocks to play in the SAF space.
Mullendore says RFA is urging the Senate to act on the legislation, emphasizing its importance to sustainable aviation fuel production. Two more cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza have been confirmed in Indiana. The virus was detected at a nearly 20,000 bird commercial turkey operation. Indiana is a leading producer of poultry, eggs, and poultry products. Avian influenza does not present a food safety risk. U.S. poultry production rose during December. USDA says 4.3 billion pounds of poultry were certified wholesale, 6% above December of 2023. That includes a 7% gain for chicken, a 4% loss for turkey, as a faster slaughter pace and heavier total live weights for chickens canceled out the slower pace and lighter live weight for turkeys. That's generally in line with USDA expectations. USDA reports the sale of 140,000 tons of U.S. corn to Mexico for delivery this marketing year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agroamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgroAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
A slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a very quiet start to the week. That's very unsurprising. Buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until late in the week. Last week, deals took place in spurts beginning on Tuesday. Live deals are marked at 201 to $208, mostly $201 to $202, steady to a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals had a wide range from $320 to $339, mostly $328 to $330, which is $6 to $8 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Boxed beef is higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 35 cents at $328.27. Select is $1.73 higher at $318.02. In Iowa last week, steers that weighed less than 500 pounds were $6 higher. Steers 500 to 700 pounds were $4 to $5 higher. Steers 700 pounds and up were unevenly steady. Heifers that weighed less than 500 pounds were $8 to $9 higher, and heifers that weighed more than 500 pounds were steady. The USDA says demand was very good with plenty of momentum behind the market. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 649 pounds, brought 291 to 341.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 650 to 699 pounds, brought 250 to 291.75. Cash hogs are weak at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. The cash hog market hasn't been able to find a consistent pattern, making it very difficult for prices to move higher long term. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be a bright spot. That's helping provide some price support. The industry also is monitoring tariff talk and the potential impact it could have on demand for U.S. agricultural goods, specifically pork. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 12 cents with a weighted average of $78. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $2 higher at $57. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.64 at $93.33. Butts, loins, ribs, and bellies were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Soybeans and corn are lower. Cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans are down on profit-taking and technical selling. There was rain over the weekend in Argentina and southern Brazil, with more in the forecast ahead of a return to drier weather. There's also rain in the forecast for central Brazil, further delaying harvest activity. March beans are down 9 3/4 at 10.46. May's 8 3/4 lower at 10.59.5. March soybean meal's down $5, now down $4.90 at $310. March soybean oil's 24 lower at $44.98. Corn's down, monitoring the rain in Argentina, along with the soybean harvest delays in Brazil, which could impact second crop corn acreage. Tariff concerns continue to linger in the background. March is down 5 3/4 at 4.80 3/4. May corn 6 lower at 4.90.5. And wheat's down. Dry parts of the hard red winter region could get some precipitation over the next week. On the positive side of things, the dollar index is down and Russia's grain export cap does go into effect on the 15th. March Chicago's 9 3/4 lower at 5.34 1/4. March Kansas City's down 6 3/4 at 5.52 3/4. March Minneapolis is 8 3/4 lower at 5.86 1/2. Live cattle are mostly lower, waiting for direct business to get established. February is up 60 at 205.37. April's down 12 at 202.92. Looking overbought after the recent strength, March feeders are down $2.02 at 274.55. And April feeders are 165 lower at 273.80. And hogs are mixed on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. Cash business is mixed as well. February lean is 60 higher at 82.90. April's up $1.50 at 89.70. Crude oil's down about $1.80 a barrel. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchi Lumber. Harchi's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchi Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
Beef Quality Assurance provides consumers benefit too. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Beef Quality Assurance certification gives cattle producers and consumers a voice to bring everyone to the table. It builds a connection between the two. Andy Bishop is a cattle producer from Kentucky and chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
Producers across the country are trained in the same way using that BQA platform to make sure that we're administering those vaccines in the correct way, that we're judiciously using antibiotics the way we're supposed to, and that we're doing all the things we need to do for animal welfare and to make sure that that animal's taken care of. And I think that does give consumers a little bit of comfort to know that we're doing the very best we can to make sure that that animal has a level of comfort that they need. But also when we have that conversation with CDC, it lets CDC, you can see the light bulb go off in those medical professionals' eyes that, hey, wait, you guys are trained on how to do these things? Well, absolutely we are. And thanks to the BQA program, it's really allowed us to tell that story a little bit better.
Becoming BQA certified is an easy, effective way to get credit for the care producers are already giving their livestock. And it's another way to show consumers that producers are committed to raising the best beef the right way. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The world pauses to remember, not to forget, on Holocaust Remembrance Day. Also, the 80th anniversary of the Soviet troops liberating the Auschwitz death camp in Poland. At a ceremony at the site, survivors like 86-year-old Tova Friedman remember seeing children led to the gas chamber.
I thought that we all have to die. That it was normal if you're a Jewish child, you have to die.
There are concerns today about rising hate and anti-Semitism. Reports say President Trump is ordering immigration officials to meet a new quota to arrest 1,500 migrants per day. Advocacy groups in Chicago have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over plans for mass